You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. Well, it is a pleasure to be joined on the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051 by Sean McDaniel, the general manager of Chattanooga FC. Two monster soccer events coming up at Finley Stadium. February 3rd, the U.S. men's national team in a friendly with Jamaica. And then February 11th, 8 days later, Atlanta United, the expansion team in the MLS, is having a friendly with Chattanooga FC. Sean, how are you doing today?
Guys, I'm doing well. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely no problem. I can't tell you what the February 11th weather is going to be for the Atlanta United friendly, but the 10-day forecast on weather.com for February 3rd, next Friday night for the men's national team, is calling for sunny skies and 56 degrees. So well done there in appealing to a higher power.
Well, and maybe it's soccer karma with the way the women's national team game ended. We all recall that it started out with lovely weather, but by the beginning of the second half, it was probably the most challenging and brutal rainstorm we've had in decades. So perhaps that was our test to see if we would the old man in the sea, to see if we could make it through that game. And we literally weathered that storm, and here we are again with the men's national team and what looks to be a lovely night coming up.
Of course, that game sold out with a little more than 20,000. What about this one? The last I'd heard, I think Paul Smith had told me several days ago, 13,000. Any updates on tickets as far as next Friday night?
Yeah, they're 14,000 and steadily climbing. I mean, we're watching the meter along with U.S. Soccer, and every day, you know, a little more has sold than the day before. We fully expect another sellout or really close to it.
What were they, when y'all got with U.S. Soccer to talk about this, given the time of year it was, February 3rd, what were the expectations? I mean, they know Chattanooga's a crazy soccer town, but were they expecting a sellout?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting to that. Myself and one of our board members, a gentleman named Bill Nuttall, who's the former general manager of our men's and women's national teams back in the 90s, we actually had a call with U.S. Soccer just after the women visited, and they told us the men won't play in stadiums under 60,000, and they won't play on artificial turf. So we kind of shrugged our shoulders and said, well, at least we tried. And lo and behold, here we are just over a year later, and what we're finding is they do prefer a somewhat intimate environment, particularly since we've had a pretty big change at the top with Coach Arena. And honestly, Coach Arena doesn't have a problem playing on turf. And, you know, all that credit really should go to Paul and his staff at Finley Stadium and the board at Finley, who had the vision to put down new turf that can be used for soccer, among other things. And so, really, when they visited, guys, they didn't have to think twice about it. Great stadium, great venue. Obviously, they know it drains well, and the rest is history, as they say.
Sean, when the women came here, they were household names. The Carly Lloyds, the Hope Solos, the Abby Wambachs. Jay and I don't claim to be soccer experts, never have. Who are some names that the fans in Chattanooga who have already purchased tickets or might be interested in purchase tickets? I guess if you've already purchased tickets, you probably have a good idea who's on the team. But for those that may be curious and want to purchase tickets, who are some names to look for on this men's national team?
Well, Coach Arena already stated that this would be domestic players only, which is a fancy way of saying all U.S.-based guys who are playing in Major League Soccer. So there are quite a few names that people recognize. Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore, DeMarcus Beasley, Graham Zusi, Jermaine Jones. These are all guys who've played in the World Cup for us. So there's a considerable number of U.S. or MLS-based players who will be here in Chattanooga next week.
You're listening to Sean McDaniel, the general manager of the Chattanooga FC, talking about the big soccer events coming up at Finley Stadium. You're listening to Sean here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Sean, I'm going to read you a quote and then ask you a question. Bruce Arena was asked by the Washington Post, why pick Chattanooga? His answer was, it's important that fans across the country have an opportunity to see the national team, and we are always looking for places that have shown great support for the sport. From what we have seen, everything that's happened in Chattanooga is remarkable. We're looking forward to a fantastic atmosphere. How much pride do you take in the sentence like that from the guy who leads the U.S. men's national team?
Well, I think it's civic pride more so than anything. I think what Bruce Arena, U.S. Soccer, and you know the rest of the world, they're now seeing what we've always known down here, that we put on a great show, we're great hosts as a community, that people literally put their differences down, leave it at the front door, and for 90 minutes, hold hands, sing, cheer, and are unified around the sport of soccer. And that's not unusual in other countries, but in America, it's somewhat unique. And to be in the heart of college football, which is such a great cultural sport for us in the South, to now drop in with an international sport such as soccer, what we found is, again, the dirty little secret's out. Chattanooga, Tennessee is an awesome place to be. Come hang out here with us, and we promise you're going to have a great time. And it's not lost on Coach Arena either, and we're thrilled that he said it, and we know that they'll have a good time while they're here.
How are you guys going to try to maximize this to be a springboard for the exhibition with Atlanta 8 days later?
Well, that's a great question and something that's not lost on us for sure. So one of the things that we'll do, I'd like to say that we have our own foundation, the Chattanooga Football Club Foundation. It's a nonprofit that supports a number of programs and initiatives in the city. We're using that and the connections we have through our friends in U.S. Soccer to raise awareness, raise money. We're having an after party with U.S. national team players. And what that means is as people come to the after party, as people attend the national team match, your Chattanooga Football Club will be very visible and present at all those places. So when we have out-of-town guests coming to the after party, coming to our great sponsors at Chattanooga Brewing Company who are at the stadium, they'll know the Chattanooga Football Club is really a part of this community. And also, we have a game the next week, and we're telling everybody that'll listen, come watch Atlanta United play Chattanooga Football Club on Saturday, February 11th, and I think we'll have a pretty captive audience to do so.
Sean, tell our listeners the websites first to get the tickets for the men's national team and then for the following week for you guys against Atlanta.
So to get tickets for the game next Friday, it's at ussoccer.com, and you can click the match, the upcoming match here in Chattanooga, and the tickets are sold through Ticketmaster. It is reserved seating, so there are some seats left, but please get online and get them quickly because this will go much faster as the weeks go on. For the Chattanooga-Atlanta match, it's chattanoogafc.com. It's general admission. That kickoff is Saturday, February 11th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And season ticket holders for CFC actually get into the game 30 minutes earlier. And it is general admission seating. And we're already pushing almost 5,000 tickets sold for that game alone.
Wow. You're listening to Sean McDaniel, the general manager of Chattanooga FC. I got to follow up with that. I know you're tracking who's buying out of Atlanta and who's buying out of Chattanooga. Out of the 5,000, where are more being sold?
Well, for the first time in history, and I hope our fans are listening now, it's about 30% Atlanta, 70% Chattanooga, but Atlanta has sold over 27,000 season tickets already to their game, and our match is being promoted to every single one of them. We sure don't want to be outnumbered by our friends down to the south of us. We want the Chattahooligans and the Chattanooga fans out in force. So we remember that Fort Finley is ours and nobody else's.
And then one last question about the men's national team. Help me with this, because I know we lost a couple of matches in November in that hexagonal that's a qualifier for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. The 0-2 start, is that an inconvenience, or is the U.S. team truly in some deep doo-doo and needs to get out of this?
Well, I think, you know, any time that there's a change at the top, in this case, Klinsmann, clearly something wasn't working. You know, when we get to this level, it is only about wins and not at all about development. So I think what's encouraging about having Bruce Arena here with us is, one, it is his second time around. Two, he has faith in U.S. players. And I think that's something that Klinsmann was always hesitant to really lean on. And I believe this is much more of a statement from Coach Arena more than anything, that we are going to use U.S. players, guys that play here, and let's put our money where our mouth is and see if we can compete with the rest of the world with the young men who play here in our leagues on American soil.
And as a follow to that, how important is this as far as, I guess their next match in that is in March, I think. So how important, I know it's listed as a friendly, but how important will it be in Chattanooga for the U.S. team to play well to kind of regain some momentum?
Well, there's a couple quick points to that. One, for those that remember, Jamaica beat us in the Gold Cup, which was unheard of just a couple years ago. So there is a bit of a revenge component to this. And secondly, and it doesn't matter who you are, but America is the biggest, wealthiest, most developed country in the world. So we expect all of our sports and sports figures to fall in line with that. So anytime we struggle against a smaller, less capitalized nation, it always causes heartburn and anxiety. So there's a lot on the line, even in a friendly, because you can't make a first impression twice, right? And this is Arena's first impression.
Sean, listen, thank you so much. Congratulations on what you and all your folks do with Chattanooga FC, and the fact that the soccer craze, it's no question, 14,000 for a match in February and 5,000 already. Because I was talking to Tim Kelly, and he said, y'all are going to wait till the men's national team's match is over before you just full bore marketing blitz the Atlanta United Chattanooga FC match. So the fact that both of those are certainly up and running, congratulations to what y'all have done, and thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
My pleasure, guys, and thank you.
All righty, Sean McDaniel. We'll reopen the Hardys Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.